We already read yesterday and Monday on the Shabbos, the beginning of Parshas Kisetze. Kiel ish bein soru amore. Einenu shomea bekolove bekolimo of Yisrael sovel ishmalea. What happens? Urugamu kolan she'ir bavon of a mace. Dies. Killed by Bez. More famously says, everyone knows, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Mishnah. Ben Sor Amora is needed on what? Finish the sentence. Al Shem Sof. Everybody knows Al Shem Sof, but that phrase is linked in our mind with Ben Sor Amora. So the Balei Musar has the following question. We're going to read him at the Shem in a few weeks on Rosh Hashanah. It's a holy day. Mamish, a holy day. First day Rosh Hashanah. Kishom Elokim El Kol Anar Basher Husham. Nar being Yishmo. So Rashi in the Chumash already quotes from Chazal that the Malachi Ashari said, "Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this mishmol is becoming a per adam. Yoda b'kol v'yad kol bo. Yesterday was September 11th. The whole world is still traumatized. Still, if you look around, still traumatized by that day. With some chevra inspired by the whole per adam Islamic fundamentalism. I mean, let's just bring down the whole world, the whole civilized society. Let's take everybody down. This is mamash." They're doing their shlichus. They're fulfilling the per Adam. You know the Chafetz Chaim once said about per Adam. Not Adam pera. Per Adam. That the Iker is pera. They happen to be in the guise of human, the guise of human beings. They have hands and feet. But they're not. They're really pera. They're animals. Chafetz Chaim said that. Before all this stuff. So we know these Yishmaelim, but they're going to count. They didn't say about 9/11 in Rashi. But did say that the quote Chazal that when we come out of Golus, the Golus of Bavel, all right, Bavel, we know our mortal enemies. When we pass by our cousins Ishmaelim and we ask for water, we're going to be starving, we're thirsty, and they're going to get what they're going to do. They give us salty stuff and they give us empty canteens, and the airs that are coming are going to kill us all. So that's you're going to let Ishmael live. So what Kadosh Baruch answer them right now? Is he Zakai or Chayim? Zakai. No. Kisham al kim al kolam ba'asher usham. Wait a minute over here. This doesn't add up. There's ba'asher usham, and ben sora more is Hashem Sofo. What's going on? Usually we say, of course, that the bed neshamala, in a certain way, is more strict than the bed neshamata. Bez Neshamata requires, you know, evidence. Bez Neshamala, you know, does his fakert. The Bez Neshamala is saying Basher Usham, and the Bez Neshamata kills him. Al Shem Sofos. Pilei Ploim. So some of the Balei Musar give the following answer. The Iker answer is the same. There's a word that's found in the pasuk I read to you, which is also found in the very name of Yishmo. And the word is Shomea. Einenu Shomea. The problem of the Ben Sora Amor is Einenu Shomea. Yishmael, as the word Shmiah, of course, Yishmael, we understand, Yishmael, literally refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless, the Balei Musar explained that Yishmael has some kind of a Koyach HaShmiah. The Koyach HaShmiah is implanted in his very name, and Yishmael himself has somewhat of a Koyach HaShmiah. If someone has a Koyach HaShmiah, then we have to pass in Basher Husham. Because you never know when one day he's going to wake up and he's going to listen. So, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, he knows the future. But that's the old Yediyah Bechira. We're not going to go there right now. But at least in principle, as a Koach HaShmiah, he can write himself. A Ben Sora Mora is a Nenu Shomea Bekolov Bekolimo. He doesn't listen. He won't listen to his parents. And Chazal say, Kolov is that Torah, Kolimo is that Nevi'im. He won't listen. He's just not listening. He's closed his ears, therefore there's no hope for him. And therefore Nebuch is Nidal Hashem Sof and he's killed. We don't say about Sher Hashem. The Musa for us is that we are now approaching Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, how many of us are listening? Isn't there, I think recently I saw a little Musa say that it was called Listen to your messages. Listen to your messages. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us messages. There's subtle messages. Sometimes they're very overt messages. I spoke to someone last night about the message of 9/11. That was a thunderbolt from Shemayim. And there could be natural calamities, but that the tsunami, they quoted from the Chofetz Chaim, what he wrote when there was an earthquake in Turkey, that it's far away and it's all going, but it's a message to us. As Yonah said, B'shaliyah sarazos. It's everything that goes on in the world, as we say, B'shali, it's a message to me. But you have to listen to your messages. And if a Rav gets up and speaks in your shul, the Shabbos, or in Yeshiva, or on Rosh Hashanah, or in Seder Tshuva, Yom Kippur, listen. Open your ears. There is room for improvement. I'm not here to criticize everybody. I'm sure there'd be wonderful Talmidim with Yerusha Mayim, with Abba Satara, with all the Milas. But nonetheless, there's always room for improvement for someone who's willing to listen. And the biggest problem in today's world is that people close their ears. In the literal sense, we have so much teen rebellion, Rahman al-Islam. There's so much of it. They won't listen to their parents. Whatever their parents do, they do exactly the opposite. Rahman al-Islam. This is I'm not saying the word Ben Sorma, it's a Khalila, I'm not saying it exists. It could be Lahoya Velo Yia, Lahoya Velo Nivra. But it's unfortunately it's a spirit of rebellion, which that's what it means. Moreh means to rebel. Aside from the Zolo Vesove, you know, that he's like that we have in today's world, all the Gashmis and all the Yetzaharis, but it's the rebellion. Hey Nanu Shomei turns off, I don't want to hear. Ma, I'm not listening. Hangs up the phone. I don't know. Or walks away and they're in Khalila Bachas. We have to be listening to our parents, listening to our rebellion, listening to whoever's gets up and gives us Divrei Elokim Chaim messages. There are messages in this world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we listen to messages, so we have imperfections. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, look at him, Basher Hashem, he'll get better in the future. But Chalila v'Chalila, if it's Einenu Shomea, then it's a totally different kind of a din. So, as we approach Rosh Hashanah and contemplate the contrast between the Ben Sorah we're going to read about tomorrow, and Yishmol Basher Hashem, Kisham Elokim will call anah Basher Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. He listens to our tefillahs. But our tefillahs have to be intense. Only intense tefillah. So I spoke about it in my shul last Shabbos. I'll call anah Basher Hashem, Rashi calls from Chazal. He didn't listen to Hogar, only Yishmol, because his life was on the line. His tefillah was more intense. The more intense the tefillah, the more likely it is to be heard. I was speaking last Shabbos about if you remember last Shabbos, we were threatening a hurricane, and everyone was walking to my shul with their raincoats, and it was the sun was shining. I said, I talked about the Nevi HaShekel, the Nevi HaBal, known as the weatherman, that they don't always get it exactly right. There was Parsha of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha, last week's Parsha, you should listen to the Didi's false Nevi, the Nevi HaYemes. And I started by quoting Mark Twain, I'm going to wake up the oiler. Mark Twain said, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it. I said the first day is right, the second day is wrong. Because the Chazal tell us that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, what do you have in his mind? The holiest day, the holiest time, the holiest place, what are you worried about? Shlo yikonus l'lefonecha tefilas ovidrochem. Ovidrochem daven against the rest of Klai Yisrael who needs rain for their farms. It shouldn't rain because they're going to get wet on the road. So the Balei Musa say, what kind of kohel does this tefila have? First you see candle about the weather. They're going one direction, they're going the other direction. Zemadach, you can do something about it, the davening, either direction. So you all daven, I said, they all got home dry. No problem. Mincha Mar was another story. But we were at the... So the answer that Bali Musa give is, if a person is asking for rain, he wants that Tavshin Samach Tesh should be a rainy season. Okay, yeah, we all daven, we want to be rainy. The guy is on the road right now. He's on the road in a wagon with his wife and his children. And it wasn't like today we had a car. He's getting drenched. Rabbi Shalom, stop the rain. His tefillah is more intense than yours. That's what you need to call God on Yom Kippur. So the intensity of our tefillah, Basher Hashem, not just Basher Hashem, Kol Anar Basher Hashem. So we want our tefillahs to be answered. We have them to be number one, Shomeya, not Chalilish Eina Shomeya. And number two, we have to dive with intensity. To daven with the proper intensity and to be in the category of a shomeya, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu will enter our tefillah satova and give us a ksiva v'chasima tova. Amen.